Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, let's praise the Lord together. We've already got the door closed that Alan Metcalf comes in, so he'll have to open the door or come in the other, and Richard's closing the other door. But we will have some more people come. Praise the Lord is right. I had to sit out in the car a few minutes while ago. I saw Stacy in the parking lot and told him I had to get my mind right. This morning I got up and got ready for this meeting, and I ended up going to our real estate office meeting and got my mind all messed up again. You know, things out there can mess your mind up. But then, before I left, Sean O'Grady came, Doug Grady came up to speak. He's a motivational speaker that spoke here several years ago. As a matter of fact, he wrote a book, The Ripple Effect. And I hated to leave early enough to get here because what Doug was saying was so good and tied in with the thoughts I had earlier this morning. So I had to sit out there in the car and sort them out. And here's what I came up with. But before I do that, Stacy, why don't you come up and ask God's blessing on the meeting? Will you do that? Let's welcome Stacy Burton.
That's okay. You got to be ready every minute, hadn't you? So I was driving, coming down this morning, and it was on WSB. I listened to that a lot. But I also like to listen to AM 970, okay? I've had a lot of these type things happening to me lately, Hines. I can't quite figure it out. Why me, you know? So I'm driving, I'm trying to punch it, and I punched AM, and I tried to get it over to 970, and I couldn't figure out on my car how to turn it over while I was driving. I didn't say to heck with it. I said to blank with it, you know. And I just put it back on WSB, and I hit I don't know what I hit down there. 970 pops up. A freeze came over me. It comes over me now. That wasn't me punching it up because I had no way to do it. God knew I wanted to honor him by listening to 970, and it came right to it. Can't nobody tell me that's not God the Father. Anyways, may we bow. Thank you, Father, for this time together. Thank you for all that you do for us. We just lift you up and praise you, and we ask your blessings on this food that we're partaking of, and be with everybody here. Lead God and direct them in your way, and to think of you constantly. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
You know, when you're speaking here, and Shane, good for you to take note of this. What you plan to say is may not be exactly what you say when you get up here. Hines asked me, how's Bonnie? And I said, doing good. And actually, I was going to share something about her. Last night, Deborah, my wife, was invited to a party they had for Gloria. I forgot Gloria's last name. She was the assistant principal at Trickham Middle School. And Deborah was her assistant. So they invited Deborah to her retirement party. So Bonnie Maddox, my mother-in-law, who's now moved in with us, and I were having dinner last night sitting there. And she teared up. And she says, you know, Larry, I wasn't even with Papa when he passed. And I regret that. I said, Mom, that was not. I call her Mom because that's what she told me to call her. I said, Mom, that you weren't supposed to be there, or the Lord would have had you there. I said, you remember how hard that was on you? It may be if you had been there, you might not have been able to handle seeing him pass away. Think about that. God knows best. And her tears started to dry up. I said, so many times we have got our plan and it doesn't work out. And I know very well that didn't work out because God had something better in mind. Sometimes we have to wait a little while. And I said, if you look at this situation here, Mom, we had Brittany and her three children, or two children, one of them was in school, over yesterday. And that didn't used to be the case when they would come and you'd enjoy seeing them. I said, think about this past weekend. We had Rebecca's children, and I just started talking about the things that were now that would not have been before. Positive things. And I thought about the positive things that go on in our life that sometimes we just don't pay enough attention to. I think that so often we will get focused on somebody's words. And often what's going on is a pot. Let me just read you a couple of things here. Out of Bill Johnson's book, The Way of Life. He said, wrong thinking does not coexist with peace. If we want peace, we need to be thinking right. And if we're thinking wrong, we can't have peace. Now, understanding what's right and wrong is not always easy. She was thinking she was thinking right, feeling bad or not about not being there with my father-in-law as he passed. I ran across a quote from John Maxwell said, a failed dream does not make you a failure. See, that's a positive spin. That's the right kind of thinking. All of us fail at things from time to time. But we don't say, I'm a failure. We say, whoops, that didn't work. And we go on to the next thing. Or try to figure out how to tweak it and make it work. Got to be quick to listen and slow to speak because so much power is in our words. As we speak a word and somebody receives it, many times they can be in a different place than we think they are when we speak those things. That's the reason we need to be sensitive. We need to have a listening ear and understand where they are as we're communicating with them. We need to be sure to understand that we don't pull them into a bad direction where their thinking is wrong. Words are not equally weighed. You know, negative words are not easily offset. In fact, you can take negative words and maybe one or two negative words, and you can't offset it with one or two positive words. It takes much more positive to offset that negative. And I think we need to be the kind of influence, if we will think about the kind of influence we want to be, we should take care to listen to make sure we speak the right words. As I come here each week and I spend the time really trying to get the mind of the Lord, if I have interference like I did last week from phone calls, which that didn't happen this week, but I went to an office meeting that sort of got me off track. As I explained earlier, I spent some time getting back on track. Let me share with you something out of the book of James, some scripture here. In James 3, it says, we all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. We know we're not perfect. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they're so large and driven by strong winds, they're steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire to a world evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body. Lets the whole course of one's life on fire. With a tongue we praise our Lord and Father, And with it, we curse human beings who've been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring bring fresh water. Now, I went through a lot of different things that he compared there. To think about how we can't be double-minded is something he says earlier in the book of James. We cannot be salt and fresh. We can't be light and darkness. I think as we understand the influence we are to have in this world, we need to be very sensitive that we don't fall into a situation that we find ourselves agreeing with negative-minded people. As we think about the negative spin that we may have with other people, it could be negative. It could actually work against what we want to do to the point that we lose some peace. It could be something that gives us an opportunity to share with them where we see it. We don't necessarily have to agree with them. You know, so many people, kind of political, I guess, have said, oh, I know how you feel. I feel the same way. When you don't really feel the same way. We can say, I know how you feel. I felt that way too, but this is what I found. The three F's, you know, we understand in sales. And that gives us an opportunity to hopefully have them receive what we're saying. Eddie, you and I were talking about something that somebody said to you, and you said back to them a certain thing, and they reconsidered what they had stated. And I think that's what we need to do. If we don't agree, we need to be such a positive influence that we can say, well, here's what I've thought about. And a reasonable person will consider what we're talking about. Listening is something we really need to do. I think I read a couple of weeks ago about Rick Warren saying we need to be listening with people with two ears, one hearing what they say, and the other hearing what God is saying to say to them to help them where they are. We have an amazing opportunity. As I've mentioned before, dealing with different cultures and the idea that they also are dealing with different cultures when they're dealing with me. And that's exciting to me. Because I know I've got a great story. It may be about my real estate experience, where I'm helping them with real estate. But that paves the way for me to share with them what's really important in my life. And where the wisdom that goes beyond anything this earth can offer is available to me, because I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And when I did that, not only did I accept Him as a teacher, as a priest, or whatever we wanted to term Him while He's walking on earth, and the story's in here, not only do I accept that, but I accept the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. And just as Bill Johnson explains in the book, we're empowered when we accept that because the Holy Spirit is part of that. And as the pastor said on Sunday, we go through the resurrection just as Jesus did when we accept that. And the new life that we have, we're new creatures. We are actually different than we were before we made that acceptance. And some have not embraced the full power that's available when we accept Jesus Christ. There's a lot more there than meets the eye. Because our heart takes in something that enables us to grow and grow and continue to grow as long as we're on this earth. We're going to be learning new things. We're going to be empowered in new ways to where we can be the proper influence to do just as Jesus told us, to take the gospel to all parts of the world. Praise the Lord that I am called to do that very thing foremost. I'll do some real estate business too. I'll be a dad. I'll be all these other things, but foremost, I'm a follower of Christ Jesus. Let's praise the Lord together.
Thanks, Larry. That was Larry Habat, Them Dogs, real estate magnet, and all-around nice guy, Schrader. And I'm Heinz Wegener, not the ketchup heir. So those of you that think I've got money, just calm down. So no, I'm kidding. But we do have two celebrities in the room today, and I was reminded of Eddie by our speaker last week. I was listening to the CD again. He said, "Oh, you're that guy on radio that sells those hard drives or something or whatever." So when's your program on, Eddie?
It's just an advertisement.
Okay, it's just an advertisement. What channel is it on? 7:50 a.m. And Kevin, when's you've got a radio program, right? And what channel?
790.
Yeah, we can speak in other languages. That's right.
In Korea.
That's right. That's awesome. Well, this is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We've met pretty much every week since 1985. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral and just keep the focus on Jesus and how he's impacted the life of a businessman and how it makes a difference in a way that people will be interested in knowing what you got. You know, somebody said one thing. They said people don't care what you know until you know that they care, that you care. And so part of our witness for Jesus is just loving people where they are, and even those that don't vote like we do, right? Yeah, especially those that don't vote like we do. They should all be Democrats like me, right? I'm kidding. Shane, relax. It's not. No, okay. Don't be afraid. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Voting. I'm sorry. I'm off on a tangent, but voting is an amazing privilege, and we ought to honor our fellow citizens in however they vote. Just honor them for that. But anyway, our main speakers are always businessmen who profess Christ, not in full-time ministry, and currently employed, and we have several people that have been recommended by Alan Metcalf, who recommended our speaker today. And Alan is just a really great guy to promote this meeting wherever he goes. So I think with that, we'll go ahead and introduce our speaker.